Good morning! Welcome back to another episode of K-Pop Fever on 88.7, KRVS 88.7 FM Radio. Sorry about that. But do I have some news for you this week? And not in K-pop news, so to say, but for this show. This week, I'm starting a little series I'd like to call the Kingdom Series. As you guys know, I've been raving and hyping up the new show. Well, I say new show. But the show Kingdom, The Legendary Battle. So I figured that whoever's listening may either need some group context, want to get to know another group better, so on and so forth. And as far as I know, you might be joining in for the first time and you have no idea what I'm talking about. So this week and the next following weeks, I will be diving into these groups individually, starting off with the youngest group on the show, ATEEZ. And I gotta say, they're actually one of my favorite groups, so this is exciting for me. So, of course, this week, all the songs that I will be playing are by ATEEZ, and at the halfway point in the show, I'll be taking the time to dive more into who they are. But until then, you can listen to the music and get to know kind of their style, and maybe it'll inspire you to go and watch music videos, look more into them, so on and so forth, who knows. But until then, it's time to get to our jams. Starting off this week, we have their latest Korean album, Fireworks, I'm the One, from Zero Fever Part 2. Following up is Answer from the album, Treasure Epilogue, Action to Answer. And then third is from the latest Japanese mini album, Still Here, from Into A to Z. So until the halfway point of the show, guys, I just ask, as always, that you just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm the one in my zone. 다른 애들은 삐어 처치한 바보들 좀 봐. 이건 무슨 일이야? 그럴 필요 없어.
Always been my side, it's not talking much.
ここから I'm waiting now, waiting now.
Falling down, down. To 자살이대로 기분이 나루.
거짓말은 비우는 필요가 없어져서 저물어가는 해를 볼 때마다 매일 밤 두려웠어 난 더 이상 두렵지 않아 이젠 어둠 속에 네가 있기에 제품 맞네 가득 안겨서 함께 춤추는 너는 내게
Yeah. coming to ya. Yeah, I won't give up. Everybody say yeah.
조금 더 크게 say my name. 크게 잠든 난 눈 뜨게 해.
한 번 더 크게 say my name. 네가 내 이름을 불러주면 어느새 먼 곳을 향해 더 fly high.
막아서지 말아 give it up. 지난 나는 이제 반이가 now. We don't want no trouble. Just moving forward.
Sure, 색깔만 달려 그 안에 불꽃을 향해서 또 다시 달려.
모두 여기로 높은 곳으로 함께라면.
이 길의 시작은 창대한 법. 위상과 비상은 한 끗 차로 꿈이 완전 갈리는 것. 더 이상은 better than better. 고개 들어 get a go get her. 또한 그 문보안 배를 타 걸어와 내게로 get up.
부르고 부르고 불러줘 날 내 이름은 이름은 검색이 나와. 그렇게 바라던 인택 따라고 곁에 가득 친구들도 모아. 우야 애원싸 누르고 지켜봐요. 이름 딱 내게 제 여기다요. 티나게 남겨놔 승리해 cause I'm the captain.
모두 여기로 높은 곳으로 함께라면 no down down.
정해진 하나의 my way.
And when the music stops, that brings us to our halfway point in the show. We went a little more over than I would have hoped, so this segment's going to be a little shorter than I would have liked, but that's okay. So guys, at the start of the show, I explained this is the Kingdom Spirits. Bleh. Bleh. I can speak English, I swear. This is the Kingdom Series, and this week we're starting with the youngest group on the show, ATEEZ. So, of course, if you didn't catch my past talks on the show of Kingdom Legendary War, it's being considered a survival show, but it's a reality show that is broadcasted through Mnet every Thursday at 7:50 Korean time. It actually started April 1st. And it was supposed to be broadcasted second half of 2020, but it was postponed due to COVID, or so they say. There's more we could go on to that in the quote-unquote so they say part, but that's for another show to talk about because no one really likes Mnet. But anyway, there are six groups competing on the show for the crown. And those groups are ATEEZ, Stray Kids, The Boys, Icon, SF9, and B2B. So, of course, ATEEZ is first, having debuted last. ATEEZ is an 8-member group under KQ Entertainment. They were originally supposed to be a 9-member group, but the last member, Junyoung, dropped out last second from the final lineup. But they debuted October 24th of 2018 with the song with their title track Pirate King, and along with Treasure. So the 8 members are the leader Hongjoon, the oldest member Sunghwa. Following up, we have Yoonho, Yosang, San, Mingi, Woo-young, and Jungho. They are a very talented group. They currently have 9 mini albums under their name, 2 of which are Japanese releases and 1 full album. Currently still building up their discography. Very beautiful young group coming up. So to go into the members individually, Hongjoon is of course the leader of the group. He is the second oldest, I believe. But he is, of course, the leader. He's jokingly called the father of the group, especially by the members. Leader. He is a rapper and composer. He's actually composed over 40 songs for the group. And, goodness. For some reason, my brain is like, yes, basics. But the point being, he knows how to speak basic English. He has good pronunciation. Very good. And, what else can I say? Goodness. I don't know. But, I mean, hey, if anyone's interested, he's a Scorpio. But, anyway, moving on to Park Sunghwa, second oldest member of the group. He is a vocalist. He was actually originally supposed to be a rapper, but his title currently is a vocalist. He is considered the mother. He's also known for being very, very clean. Even the members call him the mom of the group for these reasons. He enjoys cleaning the dorm. He also is known for loving to watch ASMR. There's actually a V Live segment, if I remember, where he was getting really excited about that. But moving on, next member is Yunho. He is another vocalist of the group. He's the tallest member, coming in at 6'1". Let's see. He's also known for being the puppy of the group, specifically a golden retriever. He's very outgoing, very extroverted, and performance-wise, he's a wonderful dancer. He actually got accepted by Joy Dance and Plug In Music Academy. For dancing, my bad. I'm sorry. But he is the energizer of the group. And for lack of better words, very well, in some ways, well-rounded. Next member, I'm sorry if I sound so scatterbrained. I thought I had this thought out better. But yeah. Next member is Yosang. King Yosang, I should say. He is the next oldest member of the group. A vocalist. He's very introverted. But as time goes on, he's seen to have become a little more extroverted with the members, at the very least. He's known for a little birthmark under his left eye. Some say it's shaped like a strawberry. I think it's very cute. He loves drones. He actually has a collection shown from one of the little reality shows that they've done. And he has a sweet tooth. Next, we have Sun. Personally, he is my bias of the group. Next, oh yeah, Sunghwa. I forgot Sunghwa was one of my biases too. Oh my. But San's my main bias in this group. He is also a vocalist. He is a wonderful dancer. His name, San, is also known as Mountain. He can speak a little bit of English. He's not as educated as Sunghwa in terms of English, but he has very good pronunciation. Probably, personally, a favorite thing of mine about him is that he likes to carry around a plushie with him that is named Shiber, or Shiber, however you would like to pronounce it. Next is the rapper of the group, Song Mingi. He is also in the 6-foot range, another one of the taller members. He used to be a part of Maru Entertainment. He was only a trainee, but he moved. He was part of, he was with Mingi. When he was accepted into Joy Dance and Plug In Music Academy. However, it was a different location from Yunho. Sadly, he has a lot of back issues recently. He's been having to step back from group activities because of it, but thankfully we should be seeing him soon. From what I've seen, he's actually part of Kingdom right now, hopefully. I don't know if he's had to take a step back because of that, but wonderful rapper. And he's very childlike. However, if you watch their music videos, performances, he has a lot of energy and carries himself well. And especially when he's center, he makes sure that he is center stage. And I think that's really interesting about him. Next is Jung Woo Young. He is another vocalist of the group, also a wonderful dancer. He actually used to be part of Big Hit Entertainment as a trainee and was really good friends with, Yeonjun? The leader of TXT, I should say. No, not leader, that's Subin. The oldest member of TXT, my bad. And he's also really good friends with Stray Kids member Changbin. He's also known for BTS's Jimin being his bias. You can definitely tell that he loves Jimin. I don't know what it is, but you can definitely see it in their performances. And of course, we have the maknae of the group, or the youngest, Choi Jung-ho. He is the main vocalist of the. He's one of the main vocalists of the group. He has beautiful vocal range. He's lovingly known for breaking apples in half, or just any fruit. Surprisingly, he wanted to be a sportsman or actor before considering going into trainee. But it's actually great that he ended up joining ATEEZ, because he has a very high vocal range, especially if you listen to Answer. Well, the song Answer, that was the second show we played tonight. The high-pitched note towards the end of the song was actually Jung-ho, if I remember correctly. But of course, those are the members of the group. From what we can see, they carry a very... they tend to be on a more... What's the word I'm looking for? I think they tend to be more on the hip-hop EDM side of the, genres in the music industry. Currently, music video-wise, they're carrying a very long-running story about being... pirates on the adventure for the ultimate treasure and having to go against the darker version of themselves that we as a teeny know to be known as the Suicide Squad, where they're all dressed in dark clothes and carry themselves more with a sinister vibe. But that's as far as we know about that. It's really exciting to know that they're going to be on Kingdom, especially with Stray Kids and the Boys, who are probably right now some of the hottest groups, especially known internationally. And, yeah, I think that's about all I can say about that. But, goodness, I honestly don't know what else to say. Those are the individual members that I could say at best. I really don't know what I could give for more detail other than their awards. But, that's all I can really say for now. But, I apologize, my brain's everywhere right now. In the meantime, though, back to our music, yes? So, of course, we have Wave from Treasure Episode 3. My brain is failing me on those names because they all sound similar. But, of course, we have, up after that, we have Stay from Treasure Episode 1, and then Promise from Treasure Episode 2. So, until the end of the show... back to our regularly scheduled program.
Here, 지금 우린 Ocean Blue. 파도 위 어디쯤인가? 한계하고 있어 여전히.
상을 찾아 follow us. 미시시피 강 하늘 건너 where we go. 덤비 키워봤대 we fishy fishy like. 때려다닐수록 파도가 칠수록 파도도 다
바다를 향해 dream 다 던져버려 dream 일 순간을 즐겨 아는 yeah feeling me. 파도 안에 swing 더 정신없이 queen 넌 찾아 춤을 됐어 저 태양 아래 불
저기 바다를 넘어
한다는 거 나도 알아 우린
서양이 지나가고 밤의 시작 앞에
yeah, yeah. 밤은 낮과 달리 어두워 지금 해가 지면 우린 더한 추위 겪어 하지만 다 알고 있었잖아 굳이 뭘 더 걱정하는 거야 우린 별이잖아 서로 hey.
둘이 손을 맞잡고서 서로 등을 맞대고서 한 걸음 내가 했던 말 기억해 지금 잡은 손 놓치지 않아 너에게 난 약속해 No one take you now No one 나의 promise No one take you down The money I'll be there
친나리 언젠간 닿겠지 꽃이 지고 어둠이 널 삼키겠지 빛의 바퀴를 새로 쌓기 틀겠지 이 순간의 불빛 우리 감싸주겠지
오리오리 향한 시린 바람 담아가 줄 손 없어도 화나 꿈 약속 항상 하나 더 봐 내 연기가 너에게 느껴질 수 있게 해가 뜰 때쯤 어깨 너머로 빛을 보여줄게
어떤 어둠 속을 걸을지라도
사방이 막힌 길뿐일지라도
내가 했던 말 기억해 지금 잡은 손 놓치지 않아 너에게 난 약속해
No one take you
is it for tonight. Thank you so much for joining for another episode of K-Pop Fever. This is your weekly reminder that you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @KPopFever_KRVS. If you guys have any suggestions of what I could do next week for the next group, which will be Stray Kids, please give me a shout out. Yeah, my brain, I'm sorry. My brain just went. But yeah, if you have any suggestions, comments, whatever, please give me a shout out. To end tonight's show, I wanted to play My Way from Treasure Episode 1. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Finally we begin, yeah 길고 길었었다 여기까지 hey. 수고했던 말은 하긴 일로 아직까지 시작이 반이면 I'm here for the good life good I'm life. on my way 나머지 반은 끝까지 즐겨야지 better life 이젠 인정해 삶은 깨나기 마라톤 차이는 코스 내 가정에서 간단 것 끝없는 질문은 무슨 완치 때가 어지럽힐 때 넘겨도 괜찮지만 오늘은 순수히 축하해줘 나 아니 우리 첫 스텝
쉽진 않겠지만 멈출 순 없어 난 oh yeah 숨가쁘게 roll
go faster. No matter what I'm going my way. 매일 밤 꿈꾸던 그곳으로. Don't worry, we just going our way.
It's in my way, can't do every day.
Always. 항상 돌봐주길 바랬어 맞아 나 자신에 대해서 혼자가 된다 순간 내게 무척 힘이 들었어 내 곁을 지키던 기억들이 하나씩 무너져갈 때쯤에 주위 둘러싼 모든 것들이 사라진다 생각했기 때문에 돌아보지 않아 인생은 끝이었음 알기에도 흔들렸던 나 자신도 변화인 것도 알기에도 잊을 수 없다면 즐겨 청춘이란 단어 피게도 이 순간 아픔은 버려 날아가기에 에이.